Following the announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa last night, it has become clear that we have no concrete plan for the acquisition of this vaccine and the rollout of the vaccine itself. Government last week announced that 1.5 million doses, which in fact equates to about 750,000 people, will be delivered in the next several weeks. We still don't know how much South Africa is paying for this vaccine consignment. We don't know where the budget is coming from, when it's arriving in the country, and what logistical arrangements have been put in place in order for the vaccine to be transported, to be allocated to provinces, and to be distributed to the frontline workers. Last night, the president has now also announced that 20 million doses of the vaccine will be obtained during the course of this year. However, it was unclear to us where the 20 million doses are being sourced from, which manufacturer is being used, does it require one or two doses, at what cost are we getting this, and where the budget is coming from. And also, what is happening from the local manufacturing capacity that we know South Africa has in some of the companies that are operating here. It is completely unacceptable that government claims to have been engaged in bilateral engagements with manufacturers for 6 months, yet some of this most basic information is still unavailable. It's also inconsistent with our constitutional democracy, which is underpinned by executive oversight and accountability, that we do not know how much government is spending on vaccines, where they have been ordered from, and when we can start to expect them. Ultimately, getting and sourcing the vaccine is but one part of the process. It is also important that government is engaged with ensuring that we've got a vaccine rollout plan which is concrete, which is detailed, which is what the DA has been calling for weeks now. If South Africa is going to meet the target of vaccinating 64% of its population, then we need a sustainable supply of the vaccine, but we also need government to play open cards, to be open with the South African public, and also to explain exactly where these orders are being made, at what cost, and when we can expect to see them.